Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising devotion. Well, I had some thoughts today about what's going on in the world around us and how we keep our mind focused on Christ. If you are on the wrong track in your life or in your thinking, the Bible provides for us what they call as a track switcher. Set your minds on things above, not on the things of earth, according to Colossians 3:2. Set your minds on them and then think about these things. It takes work to redirect our trust. Trust in what we need to accomplish almost everything we do in this world. Foremost, trust in the Lord to discover the hope we need for today and tomorrow. So, how do you feel right now? What's on your mind? My mind's filled with all kinds of things, especially when I watch the news and see the things happening around us. These are very important questions, not just polite conversation starters. They are questions we should ask ourselves and maybe the others around us frequently because they tell us what direction our train is heading. They tell us what is guiding our lives. I read an article recently and I want to share a few thoughts from that article in my thoughts just to kind of give you an idea. Our train of thought, the train of the mind is linked together like this. The car of our thoughts is hitched to the car of our emotions, which is hitched to the car of our hopes, which is hitched to the engine of our trust. That means that we are thinking about whatever that is affects our emotions, and then our emotions affect who or what we trust in life. Thus, we end up doing or not doing certain things because of all this. So here's what the author shared. Trust engine. The engine that pulls our mind in a certain direction is trust or belief or faith. And trust is always pulling us towards something trustworthy, a trustworthy destination or whatever it is, something we believe in or are believing. When I say trustworthy, I mean that our mind believes it is trustworthy or might be trustworthy, when in reality, sometimes it could be completely false. But if our minds believe the destination is credible, our trust will pull us in that direction. That is why we must be extremely careful as to what we where we place our trust, or whom we trust. The Lord Jesus should be our go-to when we are trusting anything in this life. Then there's the hope car. Hitched to the engine of trust is the car of hope. It is the destination of our trust engine. And if that destination of our trust is pulling us toward the promises of a good future, we feel like we're hopeful. If the destination of promises a bad future, we might feel some measure of hopelessness. Looking at the world today, I see far more hopelessness than I'd like to see around us. Then there's the emotion car. Hitched to the car of hope is the car of a dominant emotions. The measure of our hope is directly reflected in how we feel. That can be of great concern for many. At times, our emotions run away with passing thoughts. Our emotions should be guided by our trust and our hope in Christ, but often we let the things of the world around us fill that emotion car. Then there's the thoughts car. Hitched to the car of our dominant emotions is the car of dominant conscious thoughts, the things that are occupying our minds at that moment. If we're hopeful, our emotions are happy and expansive, which results in optimistic, forward-oriented, eager thoughts. If we're hopeless, if we're feeling hopeless, our thoughts are fearful, depressed, sad, pessimistic, defensive-oriented, and apprehensive at best. If we want to be happy, our trust must have its sight set on the right destination. Let me repeat that. If we want to be happy as we live our lives, our trust must have its sight on the right destination. Experientially, we tend to ride, so to speak, in our emotion and thought cars. These are what we are most aware of most of the time. But what's important is to remember this, that our dominant emotions and thoughts are not driving our train. They are being pulled by the train. So when we are struggling emotionally, when we, like Martha in Luke 10, are anxious and troubled about many things, more often than not, we have a direction problem. Our trust engine is pulling toward a troubled destination, and for some reason we believe it is trustworthy. We're going down the wrong track and we need to stop so the Lord can bring us and put us on the right track. And that's why the Bible almost always addresses our emotional trouble by redirecting our minds toward the right objects of trust. Here's a prime example in a scripture found in Philippians 4. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is anything excellent, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. In other words, the mind must be directed correctly. If we want to be happy, or our trust must have its sights set on the right destination, we got to be focusing on the right direction, on the right things. And that's why Bible reading, memorization, and prayer are so important for every one of us. Prayerful Bible meditation directs our trust engine toward the right destinations, God's promises, which cause our hope to abound and us to experience joy and peace in our believing. And this makes us more able to take every thought captive to obey Christ, which is another command that Paul gives us in 2 Corinthians 10. Take every thought captive. Wouldn't that help with the many things we deal with every day in life? Something, actually, a lot of things we should probably think about. What's on our mind and what are we focusing on? Are we looking in the right direction so we can get the right responses we need? Prayer thoughts for today. Linda Dobbins, Christina Meal, George Myers Brothers, Don and Bob, Iris and Ray Goff, our church, our home, our families, and our nation. Spend a few moments in prayer. Lift your voice up to God and then just start looking to Him as you walk each moment of every day, trusting in Him. God bless you.